Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The world through your window. If you bundle the 250 series patio door and eight double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. Now that is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 31st of this month.
There you go.
Yes.
But what you really got to see, get it, is the glam band. And these guys are in the house. We are delighted to have the talent of, we talk about the talent that we have here in Northeast Wisconsin, and sometimes people, John, we'll talk about the sports talent, and it is here, but I'll tell you what's really, really here is musical talent, and these six guys have just connected with the community, and as I told you, I talked to a friend of mine who is very similar in age to me and a huge follower of yours and has your schedule on his little refrigerator, and he's going to see you in Manitowoc, and you've got a couple things
coming. Wants to know where you lived?
No, he's not that creepy.
I'm just saying.
But he did, you guys are doing some things in Sheboygan that you, Yeah, Port Washington, a couple things you have to know.
What do you say? Jim's all over it. Somewhere in Wisconsin.
But this was his... Here's a question. This is a serious one now. You own Wisconsin. You've got a great following. Do you talk about doing gigs down in Florida in the winter or Phoenix? Because there's a lot of people that will go. Kevin Van Ness does that.
Oh, I know Kevin.
Right. He does that. He goes down there for... And I don't know if... How many Wisconsin people do that? But you would be a great, great draw down there for people like our age who have homes down there in the winter.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, do you add numbers for these venues?
They're number 911. Alrighty then.
He just said, ask those guys if they're playing this winter in Phoenix or Florida. And I'm like, okay. So I'm asking, or is that on your docket? I mean, you've got a lot of momentum going right now.
I say, hey, you have your people talk to our people. You know, we'll make it happen. Hey.
He can do that. Okay, I just...
Can you do the whole rest of the show in that voice?
Come on. So we are, in January, we are going to Mexico.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Put it out there, just an idea that we've had for a while.
Right.
And Dave, our keyboard player, kind of ran with it and put an idea out there, hey, come travel with us and... Open up 120 spots, and it sold out in like 8 hours, so they added another 80 seats. So, yeah, we're going for a week for Mexico with family, friends, and we're going to perform a few times. And
That's fantastic. That could become a thing.
Absolutely.
And people would plan around that, and that is what his point was. So, okay, so now do you feel better that John was rolling his eyes when I was asking?
I wasn't rolling. I just wasn't sure where you were going.
That happens every day.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for... I think that's great. And why not, right? Why not share that talent? And you got a following group, plus you're going to pick up a lot of new listeners as well. So
drink a lot of tequila.
It's good to get close to connect a little bit with some of our friends. I call them friends and fans, whatever, of the band, too, that are coming to hang out with us for a week, and see us without the makeup.
Yeah.
Maybe we should bring it with. Probably a good idea.
Let's talk about friends and family. How's your family? This is kind of new for some
of you
guys.
They're against it, by the way.
Don't say their names, Jim.
Well, they're kind of late bloomers, right? 2006, you were in your 30s.
Were we? Not you.
Not me.
Not you. You're young. But anyway, how's your family?
Hey, old guy.
How's your family adjusting to this new career? I mean, I really have no...
Operators are still standing by to take their call as we speak, Mr. Mayor. Good question.
Hey, John. Oh. It's your show. I tried.
You will answer all the questions. I can feel it now.
I'm just going to put this...
Were you guys in high school bands? Like, when you were in high school, did you have a garage band type thing?
Yeah. So here's a crazy story. I think some people know, some don't. So I went to West of Pier.
Phantoms.
Yeah, that's right.
Born and raised.
Our band director was, at the time, was basically brand new to teaching within a year or two. Really inspired me to continue on with music, remain in contact with him. And then about 10 years ago, I was like, you got to come out and see this band. I mean, we didn't have a keyboard player at the time. And he came out and saw the band. And he's like, why don't you have a keyboard player? And we're like, well, he's never looked at one. And he ended up joining the band. So our keyboard player is actually my high school band
director. That's awesome.
Yeah. Who's also the guy who put together this Mexico trip.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
International.
Stage name D flat, the saddest of all keys.
Where did you go to high school?
They let me graduate too. Wild Rose, which is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
I know.
Didn't we go through Wild Rose on the way to Plainfield the other day?
We did. You would have. Yes, we did.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
My apologies.
Apologies was being with Mino for that trip.
Wow. And here we go.
Tough crow.
People have heard that. Hey, I want you to talk a little bit more about how important your teacher was. I just think that is absolutely critical. And I don't think we had the superintendent of schools then. And he talked about what his goal is. You know, there's 19,000 kids in the K-12 here in Green Bay. And he really wants that special connection, the teacher to the student. And that can make or break a difference. We have had coaches on here and people say, why did you pursue your career? Oh, my coach. And, you know, God bless people's parents. But boy, at those formative ages, teachers are weigh pretty heavy. And I think that's great what you said. One of my favorite teachers was my band teacher, Brother Andrew. Now, he died, but we kind of actually hung out. I mean, he was just a great, great guy. Went to a couple concerts, saw Johnny Cash here at the arena. And I just really enjoyed him and the music and my brothers. We were all in music. Tell me a little bit more about starting, because we have a 14-year-old kid here who is a huge fan of yours.
He has a name. It's Jack.
All right.
Hey, kid.
His name is Jack. And so tell us about the start, the early years, like high school. And you said you're a teacher, but how did you get together in the garage?
How did you end up right here, highlight of your careers, of your lives, sitting in our studio?
Yeah.
I'll bet they never expected us to do this or look like this, for that matter. Boy, we look great for radio, don't we, today?
I think so.
How do we look?
So does Vino.
Fantastic. Yeah, thanks.
He's got that Patsy Weber look kind of going on. When I first saw you on TV, I'm thinking, this guy looks like Patsy Weber's brother. And in a very complimentary way, it's like,
yes, I like
a genuine,
it.
Awesome smile. It's like, this guy, he's the coolest. And I'm just this little Dennis guy, you know. But
Yeah.
So that's what I think of you. It's like way back, you know, I should say,
let's let him talk a little bit more.
You know, but yeah. So, I'm stuck. I'm hung up on my hair.
Did you want to grow up to be a sportscaster like me?
I did.
Yeah.
Truthfully, yeah.
Okay.
I did. I went to Brown College.
Did you really?
I did.
You went to Brown?
No longer there.
In Minneapolis?
Correct.
I did not know that.
I said Brown.
Oh, 30 seconds.
No.
You're a Brown guy too?
Yeah, Jason went there.
My apologies.
Murph went there.
Okay. Oh,
David Burns went there.
Sure.
Everybody in the business around here went there.
I feel bad we didn't answer the music question. How much time do we have, Mr. Producer?
We're going to get to the...
You got plenty of time.
We're hanging over the... They went to Brown in Providence, or
no? Brown Institute of Technology, was it?
At the time, it was just Brown Broadcasting School, basically, or something to that.
Oh, that's where. Yeah, I bet 50% of the people that have done media, especially radio around here, have gone there.
It's the heart of the Midwest.
Yeah,
for radio.
Okay.
They became corporate and then eventually closed.
But those were back in the days when radio was a lot harder.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a lot harder.
Unbelievable.
Getting up your records and all of that.
Carts, absolutely reel to reel.
Yes, sir.
And we were talking, I don't remember, Todd Michaels. He used to do overnights in IXX. He's had a lot, OGB. He's been all over. And he was talking about that. People have no idea the dexterity you needed. Half turn the record, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Right. Yep, half turn back.
Know the ramp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jim doesn't like my terms. He doesn't like ramp. He doesn't like bed, music bed.
Well, that's because it doesn't mean what it says. That's why I don't like it. He says...
He's a literalist. I love it.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. No, you got the wrong guy. I'm a conservative.
I stand corrected, sir.
Yeah, that you do on that one. So I can't let you get away with that. But Patsy Weber, John. Okay, do you know that Patsy Weber ran for mayor of his city?
I did not know that.
And he lost.
Really?
He did.
Oh, wow.
He lost. So I'm with the Patsy Weber thing, too, because I think that could have been your...
I do, too. Did you ever work in radio?
I did.
Where at?
That place and that other place.
Both of them.
And that other place.
No kidding.
You know how it is.
I mean, do.
And you knew him? Yeah, of course I knew him. Yeah, everybody knows everybody. That's...
You know, one of the fun things with you guys, though, is that, you know... I mean, on stage, you got to have an attitude or a presence or whatever. And you've kind of got it, you know, even off camera or whatever you want to call it.
Must have been something I ate.
Yeah, maybe. But it's one of those things. Does it come natural to you guys to, like, once you're on stage and the lights are on, you become this character? Or do you kind of carry it throughout the day?
Dennis is, when people meet Dennis, the way he is on stage is the way he's off stage.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
We started hanging out. I'm like, I would describe Dennis as he's a kid that just had a case of Mountain Dew and a bunch of Pop Rocks. Because, I mean, this is him on stage.
Have you ever tried that?
Wasn't that if you put a Pop Rock in a Coke, it would like do something?
Mentos.
Oh, Mentos. That's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Everyone kind of has their own, you know, personality.
The matchmaker.
Everyone, you know... fits into that role once we get on stage. You know, I'm the no fun one. You know, I don't get my microphone is to talk to the guys and kind of control the, you know, the flow of the show, but I don't talk to the audience. You know, I'm here not for my drumming skills, for my organizational and business skills.
There you go. Gotta have one.
He's the director, you know, someone's gotta do it.
Right.
I gotta ask this, best rock movie of all time, in your opinions. Like the most realistic even.
I mean, I think most people are gonna say Spinal Tap or Rockstar, but you know, it's a related movie. I'm a huge Wayne's World guy. We quote Wayne's World all the time. If you can consider that a music movie, yes. which I would. I mean, the point was something like, just stop with the Wayne's World references. But
love it. What did you think of Almost Famous? Remember that movie?
Oh, fantastic.
Was
yeah, I'm a golden guy. I mean, it's just, the soundtrack is incredible too. Great movie.
Your guitar playing is incendiary. Wait a minute, man. What about my drumming? That's incendiary. Loved that movie. I thought that was great. But Spinal Tap, you can't beat it as far as with guys that have been in bands. I had this friend that I worked, he worked in sales with us at the radio station for a long time, and he was in all kinds of bands. He said, so many of those things from Spinal Tap really happen. You know, and a girlfriend comes in and kind of gets in the middle of it, almost the Yoko effect and everything like that.
Right?
Yep.
And how about that movie? I'm not a movie guy. John, I think that's all he's done is his life. Besides radio, is watch movies. But the movie I did see is on a plane. The
snakes on a plane?
No. It wasn't saying. No, it was the one with the.
I'm tired of these bleeping snakes on his bleeping plane.
Was it Freddie?
That was my Samuel Jackson.
Is it Freddie Prinze? Who's the
Samuel Jackson?
No, what's the movie I'm thinking of? I'm gonna think about during the break. He is it Freddie Prinze? No.
Yes. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Not Scooby Doo, is it?
No, that's close. I'm gonna think of it. He was popular. Then he died at a young age.
Freddie Mercury, the Queen story.
Yeah, the Queen story.
Oh,
yeah,
I saw great. That.
Oh, Freddie Mercury.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay. Yes.
How was it? I didn't see it.
It was fantastic. Aha! Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God! I saw a movie you didn't see.
I didn't see that, and I didn't see the Elton John one. How was that?
That one I have not seen.
Haven't seen any of the
rest. That was.
What about School of Rock?
Oh, absolutely.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic.
All right. We're going to have you guys back. I want to talk to you about your lineup.
Stick around a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Just one more set.
Need some quarters.
Oh, a set? Here. Listen to you, Mr. Music.
I'm trying to relate to these guys.
I like it. Normally it's a segment.
I know. They're lingo.
Hey, dude, stick around. One more set. Mind of the Mirror back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, downtown Green Bay on the beautiful city deck. We have two members of the glam band in the house, the lead singer, the drummer, and I got to ask the question all the time. It's like, you know, please don't take this the wrong way. And again, to throw out this term, who do the chicks go after? Who do the chicks, you know, let's be honest.
The bass player.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Maddie is a savage.
Really?
Yeah, that's his name, Maddie Savage.
Oh, I got it.
It changed to Maddie Sausage.
That's true.
Okay.
Or Salvage, depending on the day.
Okay, all right. But it is the bass player in general that they go after the most, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, they say that, well, he's the most human because he's the least musical of the bunch. No, that's a joke. That's a bad musician joke. And I hope that nobody heard that one. Move to strike. I strike.
Thank you, Mr. Air. We're moving on. You know what movie I didn't like? I didn't like the one about Motley Crue. What did you guys think about that?
Overdone, man.
Yes.
Right away, within 30 seconds, there's stuff you don't want to see.
Yes.
Or even imagine.
Right. I know.
Crying out loud.
I did not. I was looking forward to that. I didn't like it.
I was this close to walking out.
Really?
For those keeping score on radio, it's this close is like that close.
It's about an inch. Yeah. I thought the same thing. That was disappointing.
Yeah, it was not what I wanted to see.
No. Did you watch the Pamela Lee one then?
Did not.
No? All right. Not very good either. Although the actress was really good, who played the part. She was really great. So,
okay. I don't know.
I don't watch movies.
What was her name anyways?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, one of the things that people talk about, and I mentioned you guys were going to be on, they said that you guys are still cool, that you'll go to the county fairs, you'll go to the sardine cans of the world, you know, where after this time and your reputation, you could be like, yeah, that's too small of a venue for us. And you guys aren't doing that. I think that's cool.
Well, sardine cans are a good example of growth, too. We used to play on that patio inside the, you know, the...
That little stage.
Yeah, we'd all fit in there somehow. Yeah. You know, and then now they have us for the what do you call it? The
block party.
The block party,
right.
And whatever, yeah.
But, I mean, you have to build an audience that way. I mean, what did you guys, when you went into this, because there is a business aspect of it, you know, what do you do? What was your goals to build an audience? You know, because it's got to be kind of like organic or whatever you call it, because you can't just get a top 40 playlist and whatever. So how did you guys plan that?
Yeah, so, it kind of stumbled into it. Once we started playing regularly, we just kind of wanted to avoid the oversaturation. There's a lot of, not a lot of clubs that run live music anymore. And I think a lot of mistakes bands make is they play one venue on Friday, and the next day they're playing a mile down the road. We wanted to make every event special and spread it out. So we typically won't play in Green Bay more than once a month. We play Green Bay once a month, Appleton. We've identified all the different markets. So that way, if you don't catch us when we're going through, it's a mini tour, if you will. It's going to be another 5 weeks until we're here. So keep that demand up.
That's a good plan. I mean, that can work. And then you want to be wanted. But again, when you're there, you're very much appreciated when you show up, right? Is there a place you want to play?
That you haven't?
Like, you know, locally, I mean, we talked about it a few years ago. We kind of had this target list of all the large venues, and we've been fortunate. Every one of them, you know, we've been able to play. Okay. You know, we headlined Celebrate De Pere this year, which it's a local, but, you know, for me as a De Pere kid growing
up,
the amount of acts that I've seen, I told everybody
that's cool.
We're going to play some great events this summer, but this is the one that I have circled that means the most. I remember watching Survivor there when I was, you know, barely tall.
Right.
I was shorter than Jack.
Yeah.
So that was,
and now
that
you're
was
six,
a really
six,
cool
one. Right?
Now I'm 6'6", and yeah.
Right.
What muscles?
How about
Murphy and I introduced Joan Jett? That was kind of fun. That was great to see her.
Joan Jett, she's phenomenal.
Love Joan Jett.
It's funny you say that. Survivor was my first concert I ever saw. We took a school trip, music band. We'll get back to that in a second if you don't mind, because I want to answer your question. It's bugging me, Mayor, Mr. Mayor. But that was my first concert, was seeing Survivor at, it was like 2 weeks after Eye of the Tiger came out, and they're from the Chicago area. So, Aurora? Anyway, Wayne's World. There it is.
We got it.
No,
but that was my first concert
way
ever.
From
so.
Public broadcasting in Aurora, Illinois.
Wayne's World!
Anywho, that's all I just wanted to say.
But actually,
isn't the singer
of Survivor? Isn't that the voice for the Real Men of Genius?
The original singer is,
Your commercials?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Real Men of Genius.
You remember those commercials?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Way too much cologne wearer.
Yeah.
He's in our band.
Here's to you, Mr. Cologne Wearer. Yeah, absolutely. Who did you guys, like, if you had the iPods and everything, name some of the bands he had on there.
This is going to blow your mind. Tony Bennett.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah, you bet.
Football player.
I love Tony Bennett.
Yeah. Great pass rusher.
Great hand.
Basketball. He's like the elephant defense, you betcha.
High ceiling.
Remember when they had that Tony Bennett?
Yes, all three of them together at the airport.
But yeah, Tony Bennett. And what?
Did you put that together?
We worry about
people. You put that together, did you?
No, it wasn't me, John.
But I thought it was the city that put
that
together.
Yeah, well, it was a cooperative thing.
No, oh, okay.
The lead on that was, I think it was your buddy.
Which buddy? Okay, we won't mention her.
But in terms of venues where you want to play, a goal of yours, we can help you. Maybe not with Lambo so much. You want to do the national anthem there?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Not me. No, there's a reason I play the drums and I don't
say. That's true. Yeah. That is true. But you have got pretty good harmony, you guys.
Thanks for noticing.
Yes.
You're talking about big places, and we're fortunate to have played our 15th anniversary bash at Epic. You know,
nice.
We should probably talk about that.
Talked a bunch about that yesterday with Mark Scogan here.
Yeah,
go ahead. So I've never been in it. Tell me about the amenities in that place.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's really top shelf, top flight. You know, it's they have the workout room there, and it looks barely used, but you'll have that when you handle musicians, you know. Yeah. But but it's great though the hospitality that they have there. The people there are great, you know. And can you believe that a band like us gets to play in a place like that, you know, to celebrate 15th anniversary? And they came to us.
Yeah,
they asked us. I think that's how it worked. I
mean, right? No, they did.
Mark loves you guys.
He does.
You see his eyes light up when he said that. A little sparkle there. It's not even the coffee kicking in.
But and Mark had talked about, and sometimes you hear stories about you guys not being treated the best, you know, the roadies and the kind of, and I just think if you're treated right, and I I worked at the Carlton West, and I thought they treated their celebrities really well. I think you just perform better. You just feel better, right? I mean, is that...
Man, what a classic venue.
You know, it's nice to be, you know, appreciating a lot of the venues now. I mean, it's nice having a couple of cold beers, but the ones that throw out a bunch of hamburgers at the end of the night.
Right.
Because,
and they got the washer,
we get hungry.
Right, and they got the washer and dryer there. They got the workout room, little basketball. I mean, that's just, you got to treat you guys right.
Not to mention the showers.
Showers.
That's a big factor.
Clean body, clean mind.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Mind on the Mayor and the Glam Band right here, downtown Green Bay on the City Deck. WGBW, back right after this. Here on WGBW with the Glam Band. Listen to a little Robert Palmer. He had the great videos back in the era where you could watch MTV music videos all day. Remember those days?
How can we forget?
Was that kind of like inspiration almost, watching those things?
Without a doubt.
Really?
That's half the reason we're here, brother.
Who are some of your favorites? Or what are some of your favorite videos?
All of them.
I love ZZ Top.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Loved Hot for Teacher. Remember that one?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Some of the one-hit wonder stuff was great, too,
yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Very inspirational stuff.
Yep. How about you? Would you like, what videos?
You know, here I go again. I mean, it's the most iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Put Tonica Town on a map. I mean, that's just...
It's the reason I had two Jaguars in my garage.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Notice how, Johnny, you can watch them all day. Some of us were working, but I'm glad. I'm
they
glad
did, though.
But I like when they talk about the glam band and the 80s. And, you know, they always talk about how music, smell of certain foods can bring you back. And your music brings... That was a good time. I mean, that just was...
No, that is a good point. When you hear a song you hadn't heard a while, it just...
It does bring you back to a good time. Now, I was working a lot, but I just loved the 80s. And I think you picked the right decade to... what's the word I'm looking for? To really flourish in. And I think that's awesome.
You know, people lose their voice at shows. They come out and they just yell and they scream and there's something about this.
I know I do.
Yeah. You know, this decade, though, that people just really glom onto. So, you know, we do a Halloween show every year and we open for ourselves as a different band. So 2 years ago, we created a pseudonym called Flannel. And we dressed up, and we were a grunge 90s band.
It was great.
And we played for 45, and people were like, I think I know who that is. And we're playing all Stone Temple Pilots and Alice in Chains. And it was fun. It was cool. But I don't think people would really glom on, you know, to a 90s.
Right.
You can't really do this, like, you know, to Smells Like Teen Spirit. So.
Right.
That's true. You know, and that one didn't last that long.
No.
And it's one of those things, you were either into it or you just didn't like it.
It broke my heart when grunge came out because I was an 80s dude, you know, when that came out, it's like, now what do I listen to? I want to be happy. I want to be positive, you know?
Absolutely.
And that darkness, that D flat key.
Would you guys go to many concerts when you were younger?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Who did you, the old arena?
Oh, yeah. I saw Kiss and King Cobra there.
Yeah.
Remember the bomb threat there?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I was there. My brother lost his glasses there, and he's trying to tell everybody, stop! Don't move! My glasses! My parents will kill me if I can't get my glasses! And he just gets just pummeled and anyway.
Wow. Did you see Guns N' Roses there when they first came?
Did not.
When Don Mikowski did the Every Rose Has a
Heard
Thorn?
About that.
Where was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was not there for that one.
Were you really?
No.
No.
The Magic Man.
With your music, with the crowd, and people know all your songs, right? Right? I mean, any songs where they like almost sing too much? I mean, you got some sing-alongs?
Like, is that like why the Beatles wanted to stop touring because nobody could actually hear their music anymore?
Right, right.
They all sing along.
Really? You got the crowd chimes in?
It's amazing. There's some kids, actually kids, in their 20s that know the songs better than I do.
Really?
That's not saying much, maybe. But oh my gosh, you look around and there's some people who you know you can count on. And they're just going to lip all the words. And
right.
Like, that's awesome.
It is.
Isn't and there's it? Some people who are, those are supposed
Jim,
to be.
Was that your concert?
Yeah. I mean, there's some people I have no idea, but God bless you for trying.
And you got D who does the cowbell and he'll, you know, interact with the crowd. Yeah. People love that, you know?
As a fan, Christy, what can people expect if they go to one of their shows and they haven't been to them before?
Oh, just, I mean, the songs, every single one, it's just one, it's better after the other. It's just every single one. I love it.
Who do you guys feel like you do best?
I can't say that on radio, Mr. Mino.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Had to go there, huh?
I'm sorry. It's early yet.
We're doing all right. We were doing pretty well.
Jason's mom is listening, driving around looking at you guys.
Jason's mom's got it going on. That's what I heard, too.
You're right.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's how I'm here.
Back.
From Jason's mom.
I'm not sure we answered the question.
I don't think you did. No. Again. But what about as far as when you go to a club or someplace and you just don't have that vibe? Does that happen sometimes where it's like,
We make it happen.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, we turn it around. We find a way. Either we just turn the intensity up a little bit more. We just focus on some eyes a little bit more. Put that smile on. It's like, come on. We're here to have fun. Life is short, you know?
And a few songs, and people, again, I think they reckon back to some pretty good times in their world. And kids are just love the music, right? They didn't live in the 80s because they weren't born in the 80s. But, I'm going to come and see you. I'll see you at the county fair for sure. But just watching you on YouTube, it's like, now that is a fun band. And your price is, like, super reasonable, right? Some of this stuff is crazy.
Can you be more specific there, Mr. Mayor?
$31. I think that's
worth it. Isn't usually like $10?
$10.
It's usually a lot of the club venues like $10 to get in. But you know, this summer we play a lot of community based event, which is great. Yeah. You know, we were up in New Holstein a few weeks ago and we played their event and they raised like $50,000. Wow. You know, to go towards equipment.
Yeah.
So
that's the neat thing. You know.
And I want to just talk about that. I know where the clock's ticking here, but right. These public-private partnerships to do a park or to do the United Way, that's part of your wheelhouse too. Because boy, they need a draw to get people there. And you know, do you have a charity that you like, or is there something that your band is kind of behind a little bit?
Seems like a lot of the community things that we do they're always raising money for something. And it's so awesome that they ask us to play. Yeah. You know, their event to raise money for these charitable events, you know, for community, like fire equipment, for example, or whatever. And that's probably you don't get into the music thinking that's what you're going to end up doing. But what a awesome byproduct of it. You know,
what a gift you're giving to that nonprofit. And I work in that world, and to have people like you that are like, yeah, we'll do something for you.
It's amazing that we get to do those things.
I'm telling you,
I'm really lucky and blessed
for a whole lot of people.
So we partnered back in January. We were talking about Epic before.
Right.
Right next door is Jabasso, the Green Bay Action Sports Organization. Yes, that's the acronym.
Skateboard stuff.
And they were trying to raise some funds, and they asked us to come in and kind of be the musical act for their event. And we partnered with them, and I don't know how much they raised, but that really helped get that organization off the ground. And you're not going to find us on a skateboard, but it was a really cool event to be partnered with.
Some of the people who stay at Epic like skateboarding, you know, the entertainers. And that's a tough thing to run money for. And the people who use that, maybe a little bit younger. So they needed somebody like you to build the park. And that's a state-of-the-art skate park. I mean, they did that right, and thanks to you guys. I just want to tell you, and I can speak on behalf of a whole lot of people that appreciate what you do for the nonprofits of Wisconsin, because we need that, and thank you for doing that. Your show's coming up. We talked about the county fairs, outdoor events. Is there one you're really looking forward to?
My standard answer is always the next one, because that's the one we're looking forward to. And we're talking off the air about that, you know, how sincere that really is. But it is. It's the next one. We're geared up for that one. We're focused on that one. And that means everything to us, you know, be in the moment, be in the day for that.
How often do you guys practice? Are you Wednesdays?
Makeup?
Practice makeup? Practice, man? Well, I mean, practice.
Not a game. Not a game, Mr. Mayor. We're talking practice, right? Practice. We're here talking about practice.
They didn't want to answer the question on how this affects their families.
That was Allen Iverson, by the way.
Of course it was. Right, it's a time commitment you're making. I mean, to the show is one thing. And I'm looking at this lineup here of August 12th, 17th, 19th, 25th, and I'll go talk about where you're going. But you've got to rehearse once in a while, right?
Well, on the most part, frankly, because time is limited, we have some family men in the band. I'm not sure who they all are. But I got it. That's another side story. But so what we do is in advance, Skitch will get out the songs in advance and say, hey, guys, practice them up and we'll do them at soundcheck. And but the guys know what their parts are going to be, whether vocal parts, what line it's going to be, kind of, you know, guitar parts. We have two guitars, so they have to figure out what they're going to do and who's doing lead, who's doing the rhythm right. parts. And they communicate that stuff, so we become prepared. We don't want to let anybody down.
Right.
And so when it's come, you know, it's come time for sound check, we're pretty much pre-dialed in already, which is great. What a time saver. Technology is awesome.
Right.
But from that standpoint, it's a time saver, you know. Right.
We are really running against the clock here, but
we're fine. We're good.
Okay, but before I let these guys go, I want to talk about their schedule. But I want you to just address the youth in the community and
the
just
youths. Youth.
Y-O-U-T-H.
They say utes. Yeah, you know, the utes.
Again, you talked about a teacher can be very inspirational, but any advice for kids who are trying to...
Somebody like Jack here who wants to play
right,
in a rock band.
Right.
Jack's cool.
He is.
You told him he's driving home today. I'll help. But anyway, I'm glad you went back to that question because I wanted to answer that because it means a lot to me. My music teachers really inspired me to get into music because I was the shyest kid you'd ever know in Wild Rose.
Really?
You know, it's the smallest little community. Yeah. But yeah. And they kind of helped give me some confidence, if you will, to do something outside of my little shell. And it's that kind of gave me the wings, if you will, to kind of do what we do now.
Very
and
cool.
So without them, I kind of get a little teary-eyed thinking about it. But they were the ones that really helped influence me. And D-Flat's still doing that, inspiring people. We see people come to shows. Say, I had that guy, and he was my music teacher. It's like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, the inspiration
may,
comes
you
from that.
You may be doing that today with Jack because Johnny was telling me that he was so excited, got up early. You know, and I just think people, and Johnny and I have talked about this before with sports figures and some musicians, but I don't think you realize the influence you may have on a little kid. And I mean, how impressionable are we when we're 12, 13, 14, 15? It's like, man, we all had our idols, and it's just cool when you find out that they're the real deal.
John Mino on TV.
There you go.
There's my inspiration, brother.
There you go.
I'm not even lying.
And I'm not even wearing Zubas. Oh, those are leather. Are those leather?
Want to see a little closer?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, they're denim.
That's too close. That's too close.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
I'm starting to sweat in these. And if you want to do this, brother, Jack, I'm telling you, don't wear these pants.
They got to be hot.
Keep the shorts on. Be
there
yourself.
You
be comfortable,
right.
Man. There's my inspiration for you for the day.
Where do you buy your stuff?
All over the place.
Really? Wherever you find it, huh?
Lip Service is a great place, if they're even still around.
I mean, you'd be surprised you can find online.
Amazon.
Yeah, there's, you know, I always laugh, you know, being a tall guy, I can search pink frilly pants in a 34, 36, and it...
Good luck.
Apparently, Amazon's got a warehouse full of 34, 36. Man, like, who else wears these other than me, but...
Local thrift stores, you find stuff like some frilly stuff or whatever. Not makeup, though. You don't want to buy anybody's used makeup. That's bad.
That you want to get your own. Yeah.
At a rummage sale.
Yeah.
When you guys first started out, what was the highest level? Would it be like, you know, let's play Epic maybe, or let's play, you know, wherever? What was, you know, your different levels of, okay, we kind of made it. We've achieved that one. Then we take the next step.
Boy, that's a good question for you, I suppose. Eh?
You know, I don't think we really... So the whole premise of the band was it kind of started as a spoof. You know, we had probably three core members, and we were floating in different guys because we only played four or five times a year. You know, we would play at Packer games because they were on Sundays, so it didn't conflict with anybody's working schedule. Yeah. So we had, for the first 4 or 5 years, literally a rotating cast of people coming in and out, and it wasn't until Dennis came on board 06. That the lineup kind of solidified, and then it was, we're just kind of living in the moment, and we don't have an aggressive marketing campaign, but we would get a call to play here and a call to play there, and suddenly it's, you know, we got the, can I tell the Eric Church story? We get on the
sure.
Eric Church story.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
This was one of the coolest things ever. So I was on vacation with my family, and I get an email saying they want to book us for a private event on a Friday. And I'm like, well, I'm in Florida, like, whatever. We get a lot of really random requests. And so I didn't answer, they didn't respond to the email. Like, I'm on vacation. And then I get a call. Hey, I'm with this private group. We're affiliated with Eric Church. We'd like you to play our event on Friday from 12 to 3. I'm like, well, I'm in Florida. I don't get home till 11 o'clock. And he goes, well, no, we're talking 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. I said, well, hang on. Let me call you back. So I call my buddy that works for the Packers. And I said, hey, do you know anything about this? Are they doing some kind of a post-concert party? He said, oh, yeah, they're coming through. And this is the real deal. So I called the guy back and said, all right, well, here's what it's going to cost. And we'll come in and do it. And he said, perfect. So we set up at the Legends Room, I think it was, on a Friday night, and he got done with the show, and he and his entire band came in, and we played from 12 a.m. until 3 a.m., and, you know, we've got a talkback mic for our sound guy, and he's standing right next to me.
Oh, my God!
And he didn't have his hat on or his aviators, but as soon as we got done, you know, we couldn't tell anybody about this. This came together in about 3 days, and he came up on stage, and he was the most genuine guy, and we've got pictures with him. We're like, we just played a private party for a church.
Awesome! Love it. We got sent to our last quick break. Back with the glam band, Mine on the Mayor, right after this. Here at 97.9 FM 1590 AM WGBW, coming your way from the City Deck in downtown Green Bay. Christy, you run the City Deck. What's coming on that's fun here over the next few weeks as we wind up summer?
We're having the farmer's market and then the comedy on the deck tonight, I believe. Oh, actually, in Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yep.
If you want, you can grab the poster off our door there, too, and read the rest of it.
Yeah, put me on the spot here, John. Yeah. Thanks last week, I typed it all up for you. You didn't even open the email.
I know.
Thanks for bringing your notes. And that's on the website, too. There's a lot going on. I was looking at what you sent.
Downtown Green Bay.
I read your emails. There's a lot going on. But, this has been a lot of fun this morning with the glam band. And I want to go through their schedule. But, John, you want to just pitch the...
Yes, Brown County Fair, Sunday, August 20th. It'll be Military and Veterans Appreciation Day and Veterans Benefits Outreach Event. Very nice. Open to active military veterans, survivors, dependents of veterans, family members. They get in free on Sunday. Go in by the DePere Ice Center for the free parking and learn all about VA benefits from the County Veterans Service Office, Veterans Service Organizations, the Vet Center. I'm going to be doing a book signing there. Myself and Chuck Wellens, a Vietnam Marine, are going to be speaking. So come on down. Music by Kevin Bauer, acoustic. And that's Sunday, August 20th. Did you say something, Jason?
I was just saying that on August 17th, though, is another great night at the County Fair.
And that is?
The glam band.
That's the best intro you got? Wow.
John, you should have known. I thought you were going to read that as part of your... And equally as important to honoring our veterans, we're just honoring music with the outstanding glam band playing an 80s decade. Terrific music and bringing you back to a time when things were simpler, easier, and life was just better.
Very nice.
And we can do that with the glam band. And you can bring your kids to that. And I think that's really, I want to underscore that again, is that those of us who are in early 60s and have kids in their late 20s, we love that same kind of music. And I think, you know, families need to spend some time together. It's like, you know, I don't know. I didn't go see Taylor Swift. My kids did, but I...
Did they? How much did they pay for tickets?
Enough. You know, but it was in Nashville. It wasn't crazy. That was their first kickoff tour, but they're that's getting expensive. And these guys are really, it's only $10, or are you just teasing me? I thought your tickets were
You said $10.
Really? That's nothing.
A lot of the community events we do are free. Yeah. You know, so
that's like awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. We also don't pay our tour bus drivers $1 million like Tim. But I mean, one or easy ticket prices. Or,
yeah, didn't she give them all $100,000 bonus?
The roadies. Yes, she did.
Would you want Jim and I as your roadies? That'd be kind of cool.
I can answer
our
that.
Our backs would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mr. Producer Man's going, no, you don't want any of that.
No, you don't.
But two old guys.
Even before that, though, right? August, the door, those fairs are great. Fairs are just fun events, and that's, again, harken back to the good old days or county fairs. I'm so glad that those didn't go away like so many things have.
But
August 12th, they're in Door County.
We're in Door County.
Sturgeon Bay.
At Sturgeon Bay.
Cool. That'll
which
be
is a great, great community.
Yep.
Sturgeon Bay is awesome. And they listen to us up there. Well, they can listen to us out there.
They can.
We don't have a
radio. Conceivably, they could listen.
They have the option of listening.
We don't get our ratings for 6 months, which is like a weird...
Which is a good thing. So we got 6 months where we'd still be on the air. Exactly.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. There's a chance. I got to throw out one more movie. My favorite rock movie is That Thing You Do.
Ooh. Oh, that's...
Yes.
Is it... Skitch. So Skitch is after Skitch, Guy Patterson.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That movie is Tom Hanks' directorial debut, I believe.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Wasn't that fantastic?
It was...
Love that movie.
Looks like the Oneaters.
Exactly. Now the Oneaters. It's the Wonders. The Oneaters.
Okay. No. Wonders. Like the number.
So what are you doing this weekend? Are you kidding? I'm going to watch my boyfriend's band, The Wonders, play at Graziano's Pizza out near the airport. That was Charlene
Theron.
Charlize Theron. Loved her in that movie.
She's going to be here, isn't she?
She's here for the U.S. Oil, the Venture Golf Tournament.
That was.
Nice. Yeah, she just texted me.
Wow. I'm sure, with the pictures.
Mino, what are you doing? Maybe at the golf tournament. Oh, okay, I'm kind of busy. It's one of those kind of things. That happens.
You guys, let's just talk about, you guys are solid in the state. I mean,
you know, everybody just blows by. Let's get serious here.
He addressed marketing a little bit. You got plans, or is it going to happen as it happens? I mean, is this going to be full-time? Do you have plans to, I'm curious about people. You know, I just love small business, which is what you are, and you're growing, and you've got the best thing going for you. You got customers who love you, you know? I mean, that, and it's kind of unique, like I said, and a little proprietary and, you know, addicting. What are your plans? I mean, you're young enough to play for another 15, 20 years, easy.
God and the doctor's willing, right?
You do need both. Yeah, and your family, by the way.
This has been a really fun but a crazy summer. You know, we're doing 10, 12, shows a month. And it's a lot. You know,
That's a lot.
You know, I've got a young family, at home. So would we like to travel a little bit more? Sure, on a regional basis. But, it's what we're doing now is how do we make things a little more efficient? How do we add more people? Because the performance is fantastic. We love performing. The challenge is getting there 5 hours or, we're at the Door County Fair. We'll be there at 2 o'clock and we don't get the stage until 8 o'clock. Yeah. We get home at 4 a.m. So that's,
people don't see that side of it.
They don't.
And how about the YouTube selling your music? Is that a thing that you're working on?
No. I mean, we're an 80s tribute act, so we play there, so we have no desire to play our own music.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it's just...
You do best, which is what you're doing.
One last thing I want to mention. You guys were mentioning about teachers and music teachers. How cool would it be for the kids in Denmark? They've got Bill from Big Mouth, Fluffy Thaw.
Yeah, right.
As one of their isn't he awesome?
That is awesome.
He's the best.
Yeah. Yes.
He's great.
Yep. Have a great time with them.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's inspiring a lot of those kids. Yeah, he's great. But I just want to mention, and it's so easy to get to follow you guys on theglamband.com. It's just T-H-E, the, and then glamband.com. And August 12th, which is, I hope you're going up to that Door County Fair. That's a great fair up there in Sturgeon Bay. And then they're here Thursday at the Brown County Fair. And it's all on the list, the Newton Picnic, the Manitowoc County Fair, the Waupaca County Fair, Black Sheep, which is awesome to go up there. And the list goes on and on. And that's a lot of...
And Escanaba State Fair.
Yes. Yeah, buddy.
You can't miss that one.
That didn't make the list.
Well, they got a great demolition derby there. It's phenomenal. I used to do it every year.
Yeah. Oktoberfest, that's going to be a good one. Yeah. Right in Appleton, Oktoberfest, that's always a good time. The North Star, Mohican Casino, that's a great time. And then you're here back in October at the bar in Green Bay, and they do a great job there with
party. That'll be jammed.
That is going to be fun.
That'll be jammed.
You guys are awesome. You're an inspiration to the youth, to the community. Thanks for bringing the 80s back. You make us feel good, and the bottom line, you guys are good guys, and I think that's important for kids to see and the community to know. So God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you guys for spending your morning with us.
Thanks for having us.
Any quick advice to Jack to become a rock star like you guys?
Just keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah. Beautiful. Awesome. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. This hour and a half just flew by. Thank you guys so very much.
Thanks for having us.
Really, truly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Continued success. We're out of time. Mine on the Mayor. It's a Friday. We're back again Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
All right.
See ya.
Have a nice weekend.